The United Nations envoy to Yemen has called for the extension of the 5-day ceasefire, which is due to end at 2000 GMT. Now, the Mauritanian diplomat Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed has urged all parties to renew their commitment to the ceasefire for at least 5 more days. He hopes that the truce will turn into a permanent ceasefire. The UN envoy made the remarks at a conference in Saudi Arabia on the situation in Yemen, which was boycotted by the Ansar Allah movement. Sheikh Ahmed called on all parties involved in the crisis to take part in the future conference. He said only a comprehensive solution involving all parties can resolve the conflict. Yemen's fugitive former president Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi also attended the conference. Joining us now via Skype from London is Middle East expert Alan Hart. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Hart. So when the United Nations envoy to Yemen calls for an extension of the ceasefire, what ceasefire is he talking about? Because over the course of these 5 days, Press TV has reported on numerous violations by the Saudis. It's been business as usual as far as the bombardment of Yemen has gone.
Well, I think both sides have contributed to the absence of a complete ceasefire. But I mean, the main point about today, surely, is that the conference in Saudi Arabia is a complete and utter waste of time without the Houthis. As Iran has said consistently, the only possible solution has to be a political one, and the Houthis have to be represented.
Indeed. So what needs to happen for there to be a comprehensive dialogue which does include all factions of Yemeni political scene?
Well, it needs the Saudis to come to their senses, in my view, and to learn the lesson, let us say, from Bush and Blair, that you cannot solve political problems by military means. And even if you resort to military means, this is not a war or battle that could be won by the air alone. And I very much doubt that the Saudis would want to put ground troops in, because that would really tie them down and still not guarantee them victory. So the question to me is, who can knock some sense into Saudi Arabia? I don't see anybody at the moment.
Well, speaking of which, Mr. Hart, does Saudi Arabia have an incentive to stop its bombardment campaign of Yemen?
Well, yes, but I would say that the incentive is, if it doesn't, it's going to become embarrassingly trapped into this, and it's going to have no way out without being seen as a complete failure of its policy. So I think it's in Saudi Arabia's own interest to let the light of common sense come into their brains.
And if a dialogue does take place, what has Saudi Arabia achieved from the start of its aerial campaign up until this point?
Well, since what does it really want? It wants ousted President Hadi to be reinstated. I don't know if the Houthis could live with that. So to me, it looks a very, very frightening situation. I think the prospects at the moment are of a civil war. And if that happens, not only will the Saudis not win anything, but the space will be created for Al-Qaeda and ISIS to grow.
All right, let's hope that's not the course it takes. That's Middle East expert Alan Hart joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Hart, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.